Welcome back inside the Quicken Loans studios at the all-new SB Nation Radio, the Big E Sports Show. I am Elissa Walker-Campbell and having a wonderful conversation with Craig Sager II. We are talking about his dad's new book, Living Out Loud, Sports, Cancer, and the Things Worth Fighting For. It is an inspirational read. I highly encourage you to go out and get a copy of it. Craig, talk to me about, there was a touching tribute and the foreword by Charles Barkley. What did Sir Charles have to share?
Charles is such a great guy. Yeah. I think him and my dad have a really a good bond. And Charles visits to my dad over the last 2.5 years. Gosh, I don't even know how long it's been. But those are the visits my dad tells me about. Just how much fun they have together, their sense of humor. Uh-huh. The best way to describe them is, I feel like a lot of people try to be the best versions of themselves all the time. We put pressure on ourselves. We know what we want to be. Those two guys, they just know how to be themselves. And them together, it's pretty... It's a pretty strong friendship, and he's the perfect guy to lift my dad up. And so I think that having him in the foreword was perfect. And also, it's funny because Barkley was supposed to do the intro for him at the ESPYs and got bumped for Joe Biden. So,
oh wow,
Barkley was joking. He's not even the real president, but he got to write the foreword. So that was definitely a good consolation prize.
Craig Sager II is with us tonight at the all-new SB Nation Radio, the Big E Sports Show. We're talking about his dad's new book. You got to go out and get a copy of it, Living Out Loud, Sports, Cancer, and the Things Worth Fighting For. You know, we talk about how Charles Barkley, how he's really energized your dad. He keeps his spirits up. But also, your daddy, he loves the Chicago Cubs. And how about them winning that World Series? You got to share the story for all of our listeners about your dad throwing out the first pitch at the Cubbies game. That's a moment he'll never forget.
It was absolutely unbelievable. And that was the first time I had ever been to Wrigley, which is...
What's that like?
Crazy. I mean, yeah, I mean, I didn't get to travel that much with my dad growing up. I mean, we went to a bunch of basketball games that were close by to Atlanta. But to be able to see how much Wrigley meant to him my entire life, see what he was going to write about his childhood growing up with the Cubs in the book, and then being there for him to throw out the first pitch when you know the type of season they were having, it was amazing. And it was just a full circle moment for him. I mean, back in the mid-70s, I would hear the stories of him when he ran on the field of Wrigley and got arrested. So for him to... basically go from being arrested on Wrigley's field to be able to wear the Ernie Banks jersey, his hero,
yeah,
and throw out the first pitch. I mean, yeah, it's easy to appreciate that moment, but it was so much more to him. And it just meant everything to have a family there and just such a fun, perfect day in June with the Cardinals in town. And then to see them win it was honestly just hitting the final card of the royal flush.
The co-author of his father's new book, we're visiting with Craig Sager II. It is titled Living Out Loud, Sports, Cancer, and the Things Worth Fighting For. It is absolutely an amazing read. We encourage all of you listening in tonight to pick up a copy of that. I want you to share with our listeners, I mean, what was it like growing up as Craig Jr.? And can you also share just some of the important lessons that you've learned from your father throughout all the years?
Yeah, that's a question I was still trying to figure out while I was writing the book, to be honest with you. I mentioned it. He's a very hard guy to understand. It's hard to keep up with sometimes, just his energy and just how in tune he is in the moment. Like, you really have to... he'll lift you up, and then you'll understand, like, kind of what he's feeling. But I think the main thing, just growing up, he made me appreciate how great life can be when you have a job that you love. And that can be frustrating, and it can also be the ultimate motivation. It's frustrating because you do want the best for yourself. You want yourself to be happy, and a lot of times you're going to feel like you're a negative person when you're surrounded by someone who enjoys life so much. It can make you feel negative, which I understand, I'm aware of, mm-hmm. and that doesn't mean I don't appreciate him for being positive. It's just, it's tough because you want to be happy like him. And so one of the main things I learned, though, just seeing him not change throughout this process, is there are ways to find the fun in situations that are tough. There's ways to find appreciation, to turn negatives into positives. And I think that's the thing that's so meaningful to me, is no matter what happens, knowing that you know someone that would be able to smile during that time or be able to be happy is a huge just promise of hope moving forward. Mm-hmm. And I think that's the biggest thing I'm going to always take away from my dad, is knowing that if he was there, he would be able to find the fun. So I'm not completely hopeless. The fun is there, even if I can't find it.
Hey, Craig, we are running out of time. We were visiting with Craig Sager II. He is the co-author of his father's new book, Living Out Loud, Sports Cancer, and the Things Worth Fighting For. He's been joining us tonight on our Progressive Insurance Celebrity Guest Line right here at the all-new SB Nation Radio and the Big E Sports Show. About 30 seconds. Give us a hit. What can we look forward to in 2017? When is your daddy going to be back on that sideline? Because we sure miss him.
He's looking at January. If he's back in late December, he will be ecstatic. But uh-huh. I think the goal right now, which that's how he works. When he has a goal in his mind, that's what motivates him every day. So when I hear him say he'll be back in January, I mean, I don't expect anything different from him. So that's what we're planning on now, and that's going to be really exciting. I mean, this book was a life-changing experience for the both of us to sit down, and something that has worried me this whole time is, will I get this father-son time? Will I get it? And this book really helped me get so much closure and information from him, and just know what our relationship means. And I'm just excited to see him get back to doing what he loves.
Oh, it is beautifully done. Living Out Loud, Sports Cancer, and the Things Worth Fighting For. Please send your best to your dad. You guys are in our prayers, and we look forward to hopefully at some point meeting you down here, okay? Thank you so much, Craig.
Thank you.
God bless. Much more coming your way right here at the all-new SB Nation Radio and the Big E Sports Show. Listen anytime, anywhere for your Android or iOS device. All of your favorite SB Nation shows live and on demand right from your smart device. You can search SB Nation Radio in the iOS or Google Play Store. And if you don't have an Android or iOS device, you can stream us on most smart devices at sbnationradio.com.